Orange Shirt Day, also known as Truth and Reconciliation Day, is approaching on September 30th. It's a day dedicated to honoring Indigenous residential school survivors and their families, recognizing the lasting impact of the residential school system. As the day comes closer, big companies are rolling out campaigns like selling orange shirts to raise money and awareness for Indigenous causes. But Indigenous leaders Gina Jackson and Chelsea Marie Pettit are asking these businesses to do more. The need for long-term partnerships. Setasia Gina Jackson, who has helped over 550 Indigenous entrepreneurs as a former business development manager for the Squawu Seven Meshik Swumix, Squamish Nation, now works as the executive producer and judge on the Aboriginal People's Television Network, APTN. Show Bear's Lair. She believes building long-term relationships between businesses and Indigenous communities is key. Real progress starts with education and understanding our culture, Jackson said. Wearing an orange shirt is great, it shows support for Indigenous people. But do you know the meaning behind it? Is there any education around why you're doing it? I don't believe that's enough. She emphasized the need for businesses to focus on reconciliation, a term she uses to describe efforts that lead to measurable, lasting change. Reconciliation should be about data-driven, tangible results. It's not just about raising awareness, it's about creating partnerships that yield real economic growth for Indigenous communities, she said. Corporate engagement beyond Orange Shirt Day. Jackson also pointed out that companies should be more actively engaged with Indigenous events. If you're in areas like Squamish, Whistler, or Greater Vancouver, there are numerous community events around September 30th, powwows, career fairs, and celebrations. Corporations should participate in these, not just on Orange Shirt Day, but year-round to truly show their commitment to reconciliation, she said. Bring in a public speaker, whether it's an elder or an expert in improving corporate culture. There are also many films, documentaries, and informational videos from different organizations that can help. One incredible documentary series coming out is called Back to the Fire. It's by Chief Gibby Jacob, a hereditary chief from the Squamish Nation, and film producer Andy Keene. Profits versus support. Chelsea Marie Pettit, founder of Anine Retail Inc. and the winner of this season's Bear's Lair, criticized large corporations for selling orange shirts and donating only a small portion of the proceeds to Indigenous causes. If a consumer buys a $40 orange shirt from a non-Indigenous company, they may think the full amount is being donated, but that's not the case. A fraction of the price actually goes to the cause, while the rest covers corporate costs, Pettit said, in a social post on Thursday. Indigenous businesses don't have the same luxury. We invest everything we have into our businesses, but we don't have the same access to capital as our non-Indigenous Canadian neighbors. For instance, if you own a business on a reserve and have a house there, you can't use it as collateral to get funding because the bank can't repossess your house if the business goes under. That means Indigenous businesses struggle to access capital, unlike the average Canadian business owner, Pettit told the Squamish chief. We don't need charity, we need equitable partnerships. We want to be on equal footing with these companies, not just recipients of their goodwill. Corporations should be working with Indigenous businesses, ensuring that the power dynamics are balanced. We want to grow and thrive alongside these companies, not just work for them. Moving towards true reconciliation. Both leaders agree that Orange Shirt Day, while raising awareness, often falls short in terms of real economic support for Indigenous communities. It's frustrating when large corporations profit from something as symbolic as selling orange shirts, while Indigenous entrepreneurs struggle to secure funding, Pettit said. If there are already people doing the work, why not collaborate with them? Why not amplify those who are already involved rather than doing it as a large corporation? In British Columbia, Indigenous-owned businesses are a vital part of the economy. According to a report by the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, over 24,000 Indigenous-owned businesses operate across Canada, and a significant number of them are based in BC. These businesses are present in a wide range of sectors, including construction, tourism, arts, and technology. Studies show that Indigenous-owned businesses are 20% less likely to receive financing from financial institutions than non-Indigenous businesses, despite the fact that they are more likely to reinvest in their communities. Jackson and Pettit are clear in their message. Reconciliation must go beyond symbolic gestures and focus on long-term partnerships and economic empowerment. It's not just about writing checks or selling shirts. It's about time, interest, and generosity on both sides, whether from the Indigenous side, industry, or personal connections. We need to see real commitment, Jackson said. As Orange Shirt Day approaches, both Jackson and Pettit hope businesses will reflect on how they can move beyond marketing campaigns and work towards true reconciliation. We need businesses willing to invest in a future where reconciliation is a way of doing business, Pettit said. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada's Call to Action No. 92 specifically calls on businesses to adopt the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP, and educate their staff on Indigenous histories. Pettit agrees that while this is an essential first step, education alone isn't enough. Awareness is important, but without real collaboration, it's just talk, Pettit said. How businesses can celebrate truth and reconciliation meaningfully. Engage in long-term partnerships with Indigenous communities. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission's Call to Action No. 92 emphasizes the importance of business and reconciliation, urging businesses to commit to meaningful partnerships with Indigenous communities. Invest in education and training for employees. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP, and the In Plain Sight report highlight the importance of education in fostering understanding and respect for Indigenous peoples. Many organizations, such as the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, also provide guidance on integrating Indigenous cultural safety into the workplace. Support Indigenous-led initiatives and businesses. Supporting Indigenous businesses aligns with economic reconciliation, as emphasized by the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, and the National Indigenous Economic Development Board, NIEDB, which both advocate for the growth and sustainability of Indigenous enterprises. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.